We continue with our reading of Luke 12, verses 1 through 7. In the meantime, when so many thousands of the people had gathered together that they were trampling one another, he began to say to his disciples first, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows." We find here Jesus surrounded by the multitudes, pressed in to the point of nearly trampling on each other. It seems many have come to see what he is all about. And he does something interesting, perhaps counterintuitive. He begins by addressing the disciples first and foremost, and he does so in the presence of the thousands. And why focus on them in this moment? Well, because to them he was entrusting a message, and not only a message, but a way of life. He was entrusting to them something that was to be proclaimed in word and deed. And he knew that this message, this manner of living, would invite persecution, mockery, ridicule, and even death. And this was no exaggeration. He had already experienced the former and would soon experience the latter. He knew that the disciples would endure the same fate as he for the sake of the message that was being entrusted to them. So he warned them. And notice he didn't say, "Beware of the Pharisees." Rather, he said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." Hypocrisy is lying. It is deceit. It is a lack of integrity. It is saying one thing to one person and something to another. Saying one thing here and doing another there. It is having a double mind. And he knew that in the face of such ridicule and threat, one would be tempted to soften the message, to change it to satisfy itching ears. He knew that some would use the message for their own advantage. He knew that those who opposed the message would be persistent in their pressure. He had just lived through that pressure while dining at the house of a Pharisee. He was pressed on every side by the tricks and traps that the Pharisees and lawyers had placed before him, but he didn't give way. Jesus knew that the pressure would be so great and that those who carried the message might give way to fear, so he warned them a second time. If fear was to play a part, let it be appropriate fear. Fear not those that reject you, for the death that they can and will bring you is only temporary. Rather, fear he whom, if you reject, will bring upon you an eternal death. But in the end, fear should play no part in this. For perfect love cast out all fear. That is the love that the Father has for us, a perfect love. If his eye is on the sparrow worth but a penny, surely his eye is on who love him. So let us not give way to fear in face of opposition or temptation, or to use the word for our selfish gain. But let's keep the Father's love before us and be people who serve the word by proclaiming it, both in word and in deed, clearly, consistently, and with conviction. Amen.